is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We begin this hour with breaking news. A three-judge panel of a federal appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control of National Guard troops that he deployed to Los Angeles following protests over immigration raids. During oral arguments Tuesday, the judges suggested presidents have wide latitude to federalize and deploy the Guard. Senate Democrats like Virginia's Tim Kaine are growing increasingly concerned that Trump will take the nation into war with Iran without the required authorization from Congress.
Everyone in the Senate should agree that this is a matter of such gravity and importance that we shouldn't allow a war to begin without Congress having a debate in full view of the American public.
The president's given himself a deadline to decide whether to give the order to strike Iranian nuclear facilities, says CBS's Willie James Inman.
2 weeks, and that's the timeline that we now have in terms of President Trump, in terms of whether or not he'll make a decision to get involved. He has approved those plans, he has seen those plans, but he hasn't made a final decision just yet. And this two-week timeline essentially buys time for the negotiation process to play out, for Iran to come to the table.
Jubilation in Tenafly, New Jersey today. Idan Alexander returned to his hometown after being held in Gaza since being taken hostage by Hamas during its attack on Israel on October 7, 2023.
It's such a blessing to have him back, and we miss him so much for the past almost 2 years.
A federal bankruptcy judge will announce tomorrow whether to accept a proposed multi-billion-dollar settlement involving the highly addictive pain medication OxyContin. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
If the money is approved in the settlement, it'll take months before it's out the door. But even so, you spread out that money over 50 states, about $850 million for the recovering addicts. That money gets pretty thin, maybe a few $1,000s each. It helps, but not enough to rebuild lives.
There's a potential for severe storms in the Northeast tonight, says meteorologist Craig Allen.
We are talking about the possibility of severe weather with severe thunderstorms that may produce damaging winds and large hail, 1 to 2 inch hail, winds gusting over 70 miles per hour, and yes, that potential for rotation. So funnel clouds reaching down to the ground, and the tornado threat is still there right through the evening and early part of the nighttime.
The Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers may have partied too hard. The bowl on top of the 132-year-old trophy is cracked and the bottom of the cup is dented. The Hockey Hall of Fame says it will be repaired in time for the celebration parade Sunday. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
The Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher is officially back. Bold notes of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry shaken with ice and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls. Try it with lemonade or coconut milk. Available for a limited time. Your Summer Berry Refresher is ready at Starbucks.
Now to the latest on the hunt for a man police believe killed his own kids.
Authorities in Chelan County in eastern Washington state, 150 miles east of Seattle, are tracking down tips from psychics who claim to have information that could lead to the whereabouts of Travis Decker. The 32-year-old Army veteran is wanted in connection with the deaths of his three daughters, 5, 8, and 9, more than 2 weeks ago.
All we need is one mistake and one day to go in our favor, and he's going to be in our custody.
Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Many Americans celebrated Juneteenth today, marking the day slavery ended in the U.S. in 1865. That's when Union soldiers told slaves in Texas they were free. President Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation more than 2 years earlier. The observances took place just months after the Trump administration began removing content about African American history from federal websites. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J.N. Weather. by meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies and a light southwest breeze in the overnight with morning lows in the upper 50s. Friday, one or two showers around the lunchtime hour. Otherwise, we'll see partly sunny skies and a pleasant first day of summer with highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Yeah. Deerfield Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
WRJN is looking forward to another amazing fourth fest celebration this summer. And it all gets started with fundraisers for the festivities. Saturday, June 21st, compete in a bags tournament at Rhino Bar. Bags fly at noon, and it's $30 per person to play. Then on June 28th, the 4th Fest annual golf outing at Ives Grove. It's a best ball tourney, and you can call Lou to register at 262-620-4274. It all leads up to 4th Fest, so get involved.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, I'm there above, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby. Happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
The ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. We'll be right back.
RJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Strands and polishes of gun.
She'll be a
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Get back to where you once belong. Get back.
you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal appeals court has just ruled that President Trump can keep control of the National Guard to deal with immigration raid protests in Los Angeles. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said a lower court judge was wrong in ordering the president to return control to California's governor, Gavin Newsom. Loyola Law School's Lori Levinson has looked at tonight's decision.
This panel of judges believe that there was enough interference, enough violence going on in Los Angeles, that the president, in his broad discretion, had the power to call out the National Guard, because that's what the statute allows.
With the escalating attacks between Israel and Iran, many Americans are trying to leave Israel, and they're finding it difficult. The State Department said it's, quote, planning for contingencies to help. But correspondent Manuel Borjorquez says other organizations are stepping in.
There are several groups working to coordinate the evacuation of Americans who specialize in doing that from conflict zones. And one of them is Gray Bull Rescue. Today, they told us that more than 4,000 people in Israel have signed up to try to get onto one of these evacuation flights. They believe that number could rise to about 6,000 by Saturday.
President Trump says he'll have a decision in 2 weeks on whether to join Israel in destroying Iran's nuclear program facilities. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang has more.